ser una super iglesia, quieren hacer una sola denominación, como si la denominación da pertenencia. Otros hablaban de un solo templo, otros en la gran reunión era la unidad, pero nos dimos cuenta que el cuerpo es funcional y funciona de muchas maneras, y todo eso se fue derribando. Los argumentos los superamos no con argumentos, sino con conductas que hablan del fruto del Espíritu: amor, gozo, paz, bondad, mansedumbre, etc. La división no es lo normal, eso debemos saberlo. Dios quiere llevarnos a la madurez antes de la unidad, porque la inmadurez y desconfianza tienen que ser derribadas. No puede irnos así como estamos. Los intereses personales deben ser crucificados. Dios ve a su pueblo perfecto y completo. Él lo dijo y Él lo va a hacer. La segunda pregunta es: ¿cuáles son las principales barreras personales que tenemos que superar en nuestro interior para avanzar hacia la unidad? ¿Qué conductas debemos de tener? Y bueno, menciono aquí rápidamente algunas de las cosas que hacen a que sean barreras que impidan la unidad. Por ejemplo, la agresividad, sentirse superior. Debemos aprender a negarnos, a aceptar y amar. Nuestras propias conclusiones son muchas veces las barreras más fuertes. Alguno ha mencionado el tema de la música, las formas particulares de cada uno, la no aceptación de los distintos, la impaciencia, el orgullo, las actitudes malas internas en nuestro corazón. Cuando estamos en una reunión y algo no coincide con nuestro pensamiento, es una de las grandes barreras que tenemos que derribar. ¿Cómo podemos ser factores de unidad? Lo más que hemos mencionado es amarnos unos a otros como Jesús nos amó. 1 Juan 3:16. Así como Cristo nos amó y se entregó a sí mismo por nosotros, así queremos quedar nosotros la vida por nuestros hermanos. Sirviéndonos unos a otros, soportándonos, teniendo comunión, negándonos a nosotros mismos, descubrir el valor del otro. Todos tenemos un valor exclusivo delante del Señor. Somos preciosos para Él. Tomar la iniciativa y tener una buena disposición para el sacrificio. Y por último, llegamos a la cuarta: nosotros, cómo transmitir esta visión de Dios al resto del cuerpo de Cristo y a la nueva generación. Simplemente hemos concluido, ya que el tiempo nos quedaba corto. Debemos creerlo, anunciarlo, proclamándolo aunque no lo veamos, y metiendo en esto a las nuevas generaciones, creyendo en que Dios lo va a hacer porque así se ha propuesto en su corazón. Amén. Amén.
Segundo grupo.
Nosotros, los argumentos humanos que debemos superar what are the human arguments that we need to overcome to advance definitely towards unity? What are the viewpoints that's narrow and selfish? Not recognize the importance of the ministries.
Y una vez más, las interpretaciones escatológicas, erráticas,
errant, eschatological interpretations that are expressed in escapism and fatalism,
de otra naturaleza que restringen la acción de la Iglesia porque la enfoca en sí mismo.
Say that again.
Paradigms
that restrict the action of the church.
Porque la enfocan a la Iglesia en sí misma.
Because it's a narrow vision of the church in itself.
En la segunda pregunta,
second question,
¿cuáles son las barreras principales?
What are the principal barriers? Personal barriers that we need to overcome in ourselves to advance toward unity.
Una es temor a perder las ovejas.
One is the fear of losing the sheep.
Superar nuestra actitud hacia los demás pastores.
Overcome our attitude toward other pastors.
Si tenemos una convicción clara, tener comunión.
If we need to have a positive attitude toward fellowship.
Debemos estar dispuestos a bendecir en forma práctica.
Should be ready to
a los pastores
bless in a practical way
los recursos que tenemos.
Other pastors with the resources that we have.
Capacitarlos y levantarlos.
Train them and raise them up.
Estar abiertos a la obra del Espíritu.
We need to be open to the work of the Holy Spirit.
Y movernos en su dirección.
And move with him.
No haciendo las cosas como nosotros pensamos.
Not doing things just as we prefer.
O como nos enseñaron a hacerlas.
Or as we were taught.
Tres.
Third.
¿Cuál es nuestra visión y fe?
What is our vision and faith to advance toward unity in our city and country?
¿Cómo podemos constituirnos en factores de unidad?
How can we become factors for unity in our community and in the world?
Si surge un problema con algún miembro que se quiere ir a otra congregación,
if a problem arises with a member who wants to go to another church,
bendecirlo para que se vaya con bendición.
Bless him so that he goes with our blessing.
Creerle a Dios.
Believe God.
Declarar la unidad del cuerpo.
Declare the unity of the church, of the body.
Estableciendo relaciones y
establishing relationships and strengthening him.
Honrar a los consiervos.
Honor all of our fellow servants.
Tener en gran estima a los pastores.
Hold in great esteem our pastors.
En situaciones especiales y expresarnos como un solo cuerpo.
Promover qué?
Situaciones o actividades especiales.
I promote special activities.
Y expresarnos como un solo cuerpo.
Where we can express ourselves as one body.
Trabajar unidos bajo la bandera del amor de Cristo.
Work together under the banner of the love of Jesus Christ.
Aquí el punto cuatro.
Fourth point.
¿Cómo deberíamos comunicar esta visión de Dios al resto del cuerpo?
How should we communicate this vision of unity to the rest of the church and to the generations to come?
Con el ejemplo y la actitud correcta.
With the example and the proper attitude.
Y transmitir la visión proclamando.
And transmit the vision by proclaiming it.
Cinco. ¿Cómo podemos avanzar hacia la unidad de la fe?
How can we advance towards the unity of the faith in this group?
¿Cómo podemos crecer en nuestra relación?
How can we grow in our relation within this circle
of the Comunión Apostólica Internacional?
In this IAF.
Si queremos entrar en un intercambio entre nosotros,
to have a greater interchange between us,
manteniendo la comunicación entre nosotros,
keeping the lines of communication open between us,
por correo electrónico,
whether by email,
y en lo posible visitarlos,
and possibly through visits,
acercarnos y plegarnos a otros movimientos apostólicos,
and recognize other apostolic movements,
invitar a otros que tienen el perfil
invite others who have a similar profile,
a ellos y compartir,
draw near to them and share with them
lo que el Señor, what, que Dios está haciendo,
what the Lord is doing.
Good morning, I'll keep mine very short. You going to translate for me, brother?
Yes. No.
It's already happening over there.
Oh, God bless you.
Don't worry.
All right, just to be a little bit different, there's a beautiful scripture, or a negative scripture, in 2 Chronicles 21, verse 4. And it says, when Jehoram was established over the kingdom of his father, verse 4, now when Jehoram was established over the kingdom of his father, he strengthened himself and killed all his brothers with the sword. 2 Chronicles 21 verse 4. It's okay, it's my English.
True.
2 Chronicles 21 verse 4. He strengthened himself, killed all his brothers with the sword, and also others of the princes of Israel. Have you read that? Okay. One of the principal human arguments that we must overcome to advance in a more defined way towards the unity that God wants. Number one. Okay. Number one, being too busy. Number two, human ego. Number three, our human agendas. Number four, talking about my church rather than being part of the greater church. And the next one is jealousy in our hearts. Competition. Exaggeration of reports of other brethren. An independent spirit, fear and distrust. Now, number two, what are the personal barriers? Well, the same as number one. And number three, what's your vision of faith to advance towards unity? Identification with the strengths and weaknesses of your brother. See, a lot of pastors can identify with the weakness of their brother, but they can't identify with the strengths of my brother. In other words, men who grow mega churches can threaten us. And there's a Bible verse that says, rejoice with them that weep. That's the weakness. Weep with those that weep and rejoice with those that rejoice. And success should not threaten unity. When I hear of a man who's having mega growth and souls are getting saved, I should say, praise God. But because sometimes we're threatened, we want to pull those, the success of that person down to our small level. Let me give you this point. I believe in unity, we should do two major things. We should always, as ministers, minister up. That means fellowship up. Fellowship up and minister down. How are we going to grow? By fellowshipping with people who are better than us, who can lift us up. But we must have a unity to minister to the brokenness of humanity. Okay. Another one that we need to have, we need to learn to cover our brother's nakedness. When a minister gets into trouble, we should grieve over that. Cover my brother's nakedness. Number three, publicly pray for your brothers in the city. Pray for them. Say there's a brother in the church, he's got a need, let's pray for him. So you're encouraging public unity. Encourage unity, speak unity. And a very practical way of communication is the phone. Well, two nights ago, I sent 50 SMSs around the world while I was having my meal. Huh? No, I love it. You see, if we speak unity, we've got to live unity. Amen? The psychologists tell us, marriage council guidance tell us, the number one problem in marriage breakup is not sex, it's communication. And it's going to be time. If I'm going to learn to talk to my brother or have a relationship with my brother, I've got to spend time talking, communicating with him. Amen? All right. So the last one here is number five. How can we produce progress towards the unity of faith in this group? Praying for one another, being led of the Spirit when the Holy Ghost puts a name of a brother on our heart, emailing, SMSs, and this is a great unity factor. Having a bottle of water for every delegate at the meeting, so we can have water. I think we need to pay for, here it is, a bottle of water. God bless you.
Sergio, é você? Oh, Sergio, vai devagar. Ah, good morning.
Nós respondemos apenas duas perguntas.
We only answered two questions. The first one. What are the principal arguments, human arguments? We should
First question.
We use three real Brazilian arguments. Some say unity is only for heaven. We'll be the last ones to get there. The second argument. Some say the denomination is the way God, it's what God uses to spread the gospel. So the more divided we are, the more the gospel will grow. This is some of the arguments we've heard.
The
second question. We interpret this as being personal barriers. So we heard each one. Maybe each one ought to speak.
Houve uma interação quase que perfeita no grupo brasileiro.
The Brazilian group was really united. We were so talking so much that we almost forgot to write these things down.
Of all
the groups I've ever been with, this the Brazilian group was the best one I've ever been with. It's a great group. Okay.
And
we came to the conclusion all of us have to go to the cross to deny ourselves and go to the cross so that we can go toward unity.
Certainly. Yes.
Good.
Good.